Entering this season, a lot of questions were raised around the Pleasantville football team. Who would be the starting quarterback? How would this team respond after missing the playoffs for the first time in several years? One thing was certain, though. Senior Cale Anthony would be the man to lead the charge in both offense and defense. He delivered in Week 1 in a big way. 339 yards rushing, 5 touchdowns, 3 tackles for loss on defense, a 50-yard punt. He can do it all, and his efforts earned him Player of the Week honors from several media sources, including KNIA-KRLS. But most importantly, he led the Trojans to a season-opening 45-14 win at Linville Sully. Anthony has remained humble through it all and gives credit to his teammates for helping him to an incredible performance.
I couldn't do any of it without the other 10 people on my team, and if they were in my position, they'd be doing the same thing. If you watch film or the game, you see Brady Friday and Matthew Kaufman block a guy 15 yards downfield on an ISO, and then Jake DeJody leading the way, picking up any loose ends, and my line's just really good. Coach Hoffman really taught him real well.
Anthony says that the work the team put in during the offseason is a big reason they were so successful in Week 1, and that they expect that work to carry over into the rest of the season as well.
We worked out Monday, Wednesday, Friday, had footballs on Tuesdays, and everybody on the whole team worked out really hard and got us prepared for this season.
Pleasantville head coach Mac Jorth echoes the hard work sentiment, saying Anthony certainly deserves the spotlight.
I think it's a really great thing for a really great kid to have happen, right? Like he has earned every positive thing that happens to him this year. He's been just an absolute hard worker for 4 years, and he's built himself into a very, very, very good athlete. And it's just very exciting to see him succeed like that. He's such a great kid. You know, he couldn't ask for a better kid on your staff or on your team. So I'm just really excited for him. It was definitely his coming out party, you know, just to explode on the scene like that.
Jorth says there are several things that make Cale a good leader, not only on the football field, but in school and in the community of Pleasantville.
There's a lot of things that make Cale a good leader. I think a lot of them include things like the fact that he sets a fantastic example on and off the field. I mean, he's just a great kid, makes good choices, works hard. He's one of those guys that you can follow and know you're going to end up in a good place. You know what I mean? So that obviously demands respect from the kids. Being really just the workhorse that he is demands respect because kids see how hard he's working and how much he's invested. The fact that he's just very humble and unassuming when he's as good as he is, always, you know, people just are really drawn to that kind of thing. You know what I mean? And I think that helps. And just the fact that he's just fun to be around and a nice guy, and he's always looking for ways to help other people. All those things just really make him a guy that everybody, you know, likes and looks up to and respects.
Anthony says that he's had some setbacks, such as injuries, to overcome throughout his high school football career, but he's certainly earned the starting tailback role with the work he's done for the program over the years.
My freshman year, I broke my wrist during homecoming, and my sophomore year, I was dealing with some injuries too, but I got a little playing time, was right behind Kyle Ament. And junior year, had a pretty good year, lead blocker for Cale Esther, did pretty well on defense, and now this year, which hopefully a lot better than junior year.
Over the course of his career, Anthony has focused his attention on taking care of the simple things to be successful. While it's every team's goal to make it to the Unidome, Cale knows that he must do his job to the best of his ability to help his team reach its goals.
As a team, we're always aiming for the dome. And personally, my goal is just run hard every time I can, not get taken down by one guy. It has to be a couple guys taking me down.
After the football season, Cale will don the wrestling singlet one last year and run track in the spring before graduation. Anthony isn't sure on a college yet, but he is hoping to play football and possibly run track at the next level. No matter where he ends up, though, he'll always appreciate where he's from.
Pleasantville, everybody makes you feel like you're welcomed, and everybody's friendly, and yeah, you can have a conversation with anybody, and they're nice to you.
For KNIA KRLS Sports, I'm John Mowinkle.